boy the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Produced by John Rich.
G-R-O-L-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. In the living room, Edith reads while Michael writes.
What are you reading, Ma?
I am Jane's kidney.
What?
It's in the Reader's Digest. Every month, some part of Jane tells the story about itself. Last month, it was her heart, and before that, it was her liver. I'm getting to know Jane inside out.
She purses her lips.
Something wrong with Jane's kidney?
Oh, no, I just can't finish this. I keep reading the same line over and over.
You really miss Archie, don't you, Ma?
Oh, yeah. When I saw him put on his little soldier cap and go off to his veterans convention, it reminded me how much I missed him when he went off to Fort Dix to fight Hitler.
Understand, Ma. I mean, the convention's in Manhattan. Why can't Archie sleep here? Why does he have to sleep at a hotel?
Well, it isn't just any hotel. It's the new Howard Johnson's.
Gloria comes home.
Boy, oh boy.
Gloria, what's the matter? You have a hard day?
Michael, you don't know the half of it. I thought everything that could possibly happen to me on the subway had already happened, but tonight topped them all.
Well, what happened?
I got a seat.
He's always doing that to me.
Hi, Mom.
Gloria, you tricked me, too.
I'm sorry, Mom. I just thought I was in such a good mood because it's Saturday night. And tomorrow's Sunday, which means I got the whole day off.
And you bought yourself something.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see.
What is it?
Michael, don't come up. It's a surprise. I'll be right there.
All right.
Oh, hi, Frank. Come in.
Thank you. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Frank.
Edith, you got anything special on tonight?
Oh, no. I've worn this dress lots of
times. No. I mean, Irene and I are going to the movies. You want to come with us?
Oh, thank you. Are you sure it's all right? You know what they say, two's company, three's a crowd.
You want me to ditch Irene? I'll send her out for some popcorn, and you and I can sneak up to the balcony, huh?
Oh, you're so funny.
What do you say, want to come?
I'd love to.
Good, I'll go and tell Irene.
What's playing?
Cries and Whispers, an Ingmar Bergman picture.
That must be a new one. I've seen every picture she's made.
No. Not Ingrid. Ingmar Bergman, the famous Swedish director.
Hey, Frank, do you mind if Gloria and I go with you?
Hey, it's a pleasure. You're my guest.
Oh, no, Frank, really. I mean, we'll pay our own.
No. I don't want to hear about it. It's bad luck to go Dutch Street to a Swedish movie.
I'll call Gloria. Hey, Gloria, you want to go to the movies?
Love it!
Hurry up! I think I'll wrap up a piece of pie and take with me.
I ain't never seen a Swedish movie before. How will I know what they're saying?
Oh, don't worry. This one will have subtitles along the bottom, which is better than the foreign film I saw last week, which had no subtitles at all. I couldn't understand a single word.
Oh, my. Because you couldn't understand the language.
How could I? It was British.
Well, you know how they talk. Hello, shitty old chap. Why would you like to be? Shitty old God save the queen.
Frank, what time does the movie start?
It starts at 8:30, so let's be ready in 5 minutes, huh? Shitty old radio boy.
Gloria descends wearing a short brunette wig. Arm extended like a beauty queen, she swoops past Michael, who gapes.
Something.
Gloria, look at you. ain't you. Michael?
Amazing.
Do you like it?
I love it. I suppose I should throw myself at your feet, but instead I think I'll throw myself at your head.
He kisses her.
It's incredible, Gloria. You know, it changes your whole personality. I mean, what made you buy it?
Well, I got tired of having to wash my hair every other day, and it was on sale at Kressler's.
The nice thing about washing a wig is that when you sit under the dryer, you don't have to be there.
I can't get over it. It makes you look so... Well, let me put it this way.
He kisses her.
Now let me put it this way.
And again.
I hate to interrupt you, but if we don't get going, we'll miss the beginning of the picture.
Oh, yeah, come on, Mike.
Gloria, I was just thinking. Maybe we shouldn't go to the movies tonight.
Michael, it's Saturday night.
Oh, big deal, Saturday night. Gloria... It's only lonely, unfulfilled people who have to go out just because it's Saturday night. When two people love each other, any night of the week can be Saturday night.
But Michael, I've been cooped up at the store all day long, and I've really been looking forward to going out tonight.
We really ought to be going.
Mom, just a second. Excuse me, please. Gloria, think about it.
Michael leers at her.
We have the house all to ourselves. The two of us, you and me, alone. Mike and Gloria. Together. Alone. Together. Alone.
Well...
And you know what I just remembered? You know what's on TV tonight?
No.
Citizen Kane.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
Oh, Ma, you go ahead and go without us. We're going to stay home tonight.
I think Mike wants to be alone with you. Citizen Kane is on tomorrow night.
I know.
Bye, guys.
Oh. Bye, Mom. And watch out for that Frank Lorenzo.
All right. Oh, Mike!
Because Citizen Kane's supposed to be one of the really great movies of all time. So why don't you turn on the TV and I'll be right there, okay?
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going upstairs to take off the wig.
No! I mean, no. Why don't you leave it on?
Well, I don't need it on to watch TV.
Oh, but think how much fun it'll be, Gloria, sitting home and watching television with a glamorous, dark-haired movie star.
Okay, Michael, come on, sit down.
Gloria sits facing the TV. Michael grins at her.
Oh, will you please turn on the TV?
What for?
Well, it'll be easier to see Citizen Kane if the television sets on.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not on yet.
Oh, well, what time does it come on?
Not tonight.
What?
Don't get mad, Gloria.
Michael, you tricked me.
Gloria, I just wanted for the two of us to be alone, that's all.
Well, why'd you have to lie to me?
The truth wasn't working so good. I know, you're right, Gloria. The truth is, you're my wife, and I love you, and I, like I said, I just wanted for the two of us to be alone, that's all. I'm sorry I lied to you.
That's all right, Michael. We can watch Citizen Kane tomorrow night.
Oh, Gloria, don't try to make me feel better. Tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's when it's on. See, I marked it here in the TV guide because I didn't want to miss it.
Gloria, you mean you knew Citizen Kane wasn't on tonight?
Yeah.
Like that, making a fool out of myself.
Because you were saying such beautiful things.
You tricked me!
That's right!
Oh!
Michael chases her around the room.
Well, you knew and I didn't know. And what's worse, you knew I didn't know. Don't tell me to calm down, Gloria. Not until I tell you what I have to tell you.
What?
Last one up the stairs is a rotten egg.
No!
Gloria chases Michael up the stairs. Soon after, Michael sits on the bed wearing a bathrobe. Restless, he strides to the door.
Hey, Gloria? What's taking you so long?
I'm brushing my teeth.
Oh, well, hurry it up.
I'll be right in, honey.
Michael steps to the bureau and opens a bottle of aftershave. He pats some on his cheeks, then dabs a little on his hands and reaches into his robe to pat his underarms. With a flourish, he closes the bottle and rubs his hands together. Then he starts jumping on the spot. Gloria enters, carrying the wig.
Sorry it took so long, honey.
Oh, that's all right.
Turning to her, his jaw drops.
Gloria, what did you do?
I don't know what I do.
You took off the wig.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not going to sleep in it.
Yeah, but honey, you look so cute in it.
Well, don't you think I look cute without it?
Oh, sure. You look beautiful.
All right, tell me more.
You know, I can't get over how cute you looked in that wig.
I'm glad, honey. I didn't think you were going to like it.
Are you kidding me? I loved it. It's beautiful. Put it on.
No, honey, you have to pin my hair and wrap it. It's a net. It takes too long.
I can wait.
Come on, Michael, come.
No,
my feet are cold.
Wait, Gloria, just a second.
Michael gets the wig.
Do it for me, huh? Just for me. Put the wig on, huh? It makes you look so different.
Different. Makes me look so different. Michael, I may be slow, but it's finally getting through to me. I only appeal to you when I have this dumb wig on.
Gloria, that's not true.
Michael, it's not me. It's this pile of hair from Kressler's that's getting to you. I just happen to be standing underneath it.
That's not true. I love you with or without the wig. It's just that right now I'd like you with the wig.
Sure you would. Because that way you can mess around with a different girl without cheating on your wife.
You're calling me a sickie, Gloria? You're the sick one. You're jealous of your own wig.
All I know is that you're in love with a fantasy figure with dark hair.
No, that's not true. I'm in love with you, Gloria. Look, I want to show you something.
He gets the makeup tray.
Look at this here. You know what this is?
Yeah.
Here, it's a whole tray full of fantasy here. And look what you got here. Perfumes, lipsticks, mascaras, blue eyeshadow, green eyeshadow, false eyelashes. And what is all this here for, Gloria? All to make you more attractive to me. So why should you mind the wig? Gee, what? Arnie, what are we arguing about? Come on, put it on.
No!
Why not?
I'm not going to be the other woman in my own marriage. Michael, it's not me you're attracted to. It's her. Well, the three of us are not going to share this bed tonight. I don't even think I want to share with you.
Oh, okay. If that's what you want, Gloria, fine. That's okay. I'll sleep on the couch. Good night.
Michael, wait. Don't forget your girlfriend.
She hurls the wig at him, and he stomps out.
Oh, the two of you will be very happy.
The next day.
Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
If you're looking for Mike, he ain't here.
I wasn't looking for him.
Where'd he go? He went for a walk in the park.
Hope he gets mugged.
Gloria.
By someone wearing a wig.
Gloria, I'll fix you a nice breakfast, then you'll feel better.
Well, thanks, Ma. I have no appetite.
Oh, it was the same with Mike. He only ate two pieces of bacon and he hardly touched his third egg.
Poor thing.
Well, he was very upset, Gloria. He told me about you and him and the wig. Gloria, I don't understand. What did he do that made you so mad?
Ma, how would you feel? I put on the wig and something came over him. He became sensuous and demanding and passionate. It was terrible.
I must have missed something. What was the terrible part?
Edith races to open the front door.
So cheer up, my lads, bless them all.
Archie swans in wearing an overcoat and a blue army cap. Hugging Edith, he beams at her.
Well, Edith, as General MacArthur said, we have retained Lafayette.
Oh! My soldier boy has retained.
Yeah.
Oh, Archie, I missed you so much.
Yeah, I know that, Edith. Hi there, little girl.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy. Jeez, that's a swell greeting I get. What's the matter? Anything wrong with you? I've seen happier faces on iodine bottles.
Did you have a good time at your convention?
Oh, yeah, we had. Well, yeah, but that ain't the reason we go to conventions, to have a good time, you know? We got a lot of important things to do. Eat it, get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah, we welcome new members. We go to meetings. We attend them, what do you call, secret crocuses.
Archie settles in his armchair.
The most important thing we do is defend our country, long may she wait, against the bleeding heart liberals who want to destroy the peace of this world by taking the guns away from our boys. Where's the meathead? I wish you could hear some of this.
Didn't you have any fun, Archie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure, Rita. We had a little fun, you know, just before lights out, bend a few elbows, have a few laughs. Like there's this guy, Jerry Crumwell from Jersey City, you know. He got himself one of these electric cattle prods. He get into the elevator, you know. He introduced himself to the ladies from behind with a little whoops.
Didn't he do the same thing last year?
Yeah, Rita, he always does it. That's like what you call tradition. And that's what makes the military what it is, tradition.
Sounds like a million laughs.
Well, listen, little girl. We do just what we've done overseas there in WW2. You come back after a hard day's fighting, you need a few laughs to break up the monogamy. That's what these conventions do. They break up monogamy.
Some fun. A bunch of old goats molesting unsuspecting women.
Oh, come on now. Hey, there's no molesting here. Nobody laid a hand on nobody else. Every now and then, a little electric whoops with the press. A little innocent fun. And them old goats you're talking about, just like your father here. They're happy married men.
Happily married men? Don't you tell me about happily married men. Happily married men are the worst lechers in the world. I should know, because I'm married to a happily married man.
How's this all about?
I don't want to talk about it.
You just talked about it.
Well, leave me alone.
Gloria stomps upstairs.
It was that time of the month again, huh?
Now, Archie, Mike and Gloria had a fight, and he walked out of the house.
You ain't just telling that to make me feel good. Well, what happened anyway? Give me the whole story. But don't make any detours, huh? Just give it to me short and sweet.
All right. Mike fell in love with a wig.
Archie raises his eyebrows, peering dubiously at Edith.
I didn't believe it neither, but that's what Gloria said he did, and she was there.
Archie continues to stare, his brow puckered.
You see, Gloria bought this wig, and when she put it on, she looked beautiful. Mike loved her in it.
What's the matter with that?
Well, there's more, but I can't talk about it.
Of course, you said.
Wanted her to wear the wig when well, you know what married people do sometimes.
As Archie ponders uncertainly, Michael returns.
Well, here he is, huh? Hey, so wait a minute, where do you think you're going?
Talk to Gloria.
Oh, no, no. Hey, Gloria, the meathead's back. Lock your door. My daughter don't want to talk to you, your hair lover.
I thought you were still in the city making Times Square safe for democracy.
I don't talk to you, no.
Well, look who's here. Did you decide to come back to finish your third egg?
Gloria, I want to talk to you.
Hey, did he eat three eggs?
Gloria, for the past hour, I've been walking around in the park.
Arm in arm with a wig?
Will you stay out of this, please? been walking in the park feeling terribly guilty about what happened last night. And suddenly it hit me. What am I feeling guilty about? I mean, what did I do wrong? Will somebody please tell me what I did wrong? All I wanted to do was make love to my wife.
Hey, cut that out. Edith don't want to talk about that.
I ain't talking, Archie. I'm just listening.
Why stop you something? Quit listening.
Okay, Michael, if you're going to talk about our private problems in front of the whole world, you might as well tell him everything. He wanted to make love to me because I was wearing a wig.
You, buddy, are a weird wolf.
Gloria, why did you buy the wig?
So I wouldn't have to shampoo my hair every 5 minutes.
No, that is not the only reason. You also know that you happen to look very attractive in it. Well, I liked it. It worked.
Wait, you need a dose of saltpeter in your cornflakes.
Turn myself into a sex object for your pleasure?
Sometimes, yes. The same way I try to make myself attractive for you.
How do you do that? Put a bag over your head?
Why don't you run down to the post office and salute a flag?
Hey, you go with me!
Gloria, honey, believe me, it wasn't the wig. It was the fact that you were wearing the wig. That's what did it. Gloria, remember the time I went shopping with you and you bought that blue dress? There were three other girls in that store trying on the same dress, but they didn't do a thing for me. But when you put it on, remember how I reacted?
Yeah, you loved it.
I didn't love the dress, Gloria. I loved you in the dress. If I saw that dress on a hanger right now, it wouldn't do a thing for me.
I'd like to see you on a hanger in the rain.
You just stay out of this, please. Gloria, don't you see what I'm trying to say? It's not the object you're wearing. It's the fact that you're wearing it. I love you, Gloria.
Did you get any sleep last night?
No.
Neither did I. I think I'm gonna go take a little nap.
I think I will too.
Michael follows Gloria upstairs. Edith grins knowingly while Archie grimaces.
Nap. They think they're fooling me with that stuff.
Oh, Archie.
Don't give me the old Archie. You're sitting here. You heard that. Did you get anything out of that?
Oh, yeah. They're just like you and me.
They ain't like you and me. They ain't like nobody.
Oh, yeah, Archie. I remember one morning. It was 11 years ago. You came out of the bathroom and you just finished shaving and you smell wonderful, and I gave you a big kiss, and ever since then you made sure you smell the same way every morning.
What has that got to do with this?
Everything. I know how Mike feels about the wig. I feel the same way because there's something about my aquavelvet.
Edith smiles coyly at Archie. He turns away with an embarrassed scowl. Edith trots downstairs wearing the brunette wig. While Archie reads a magazine, she gleefully stands beside his chair, waiting for him to notice. Beaming, she pats the wig.
Archie, what do you think?
Archie doesn't look up.
I think I need another beer.
Directed by John Rich and Bob Lahendro. Written by Michael Morris. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Vincent Gardenia, Frank Lorenzo. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1973, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, recorded at Television City, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. A Viacom presentation.